What's good, Struggles? This is your boy, Luke P. Sanders, and I am back with a brand new episode of Struggle Secrets for Season 6, Speed of Stroking. So, I'm trying to remember when I'm reading it, I'm like, where did I even get that title from? But as I'm looking at the notes, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know why I said Speed of Stroking. It wasn't just a wordplay. So I don't like struggling fast until I'm about to come sometimes. Like, literally today. Without telling all my business, but I mean, I guess I am. I mean, I'm doing a whole podcast about masturbation and sexual experiences, so I might as well go ahead and tell it. But yeah, today I was like, I was phone boning, so I was on the phone with another guy. It was totally anonymous. He didn't know who I was. I didn't know who he was. As far as like, yeah, he didn't know my name. He don't know what I look like, anything. But for me, when I phone bone, I like to ejaculate at the same time as he is. So he was about to, so I sped up just a little bit. I'm like, dang, I didn't even have that great an orgasm. Like, it felt great, but I didn't shoot as far. And for me, when I shoot, of course it feels better because it's more powerful. So, yeah, I don't like, I don't. But I'm thinking, like, either early this year or last year, I remember, I don't know how I remember, but I remember struggling one time, and at the end I was going faster. Because I guess, like, because for me as well, when I'm watching adult content and I'm watching another guy getting ready to ejaculate, I like to do it at the same time that he does. I don't know if I'm the only one that does it. I think that's kind of like a normal thing. I think I've heard one other guy say that. Anyway, so yeah, I sped up for that because I wanted to make sure I came when he came. That one was a good one and a powerful one. But I think it was because I knew for a fact that he was about to come, and the guy I was on the phone with, he was kind of like, he wasn't giving what I wanted him to give, as far as like, and I don't ask for much when I'm phone wanting, just be verbal and be, you know, descriptive. And if I'm asking you something, just say, oh, I don't want to talk about that, or oh, you know, this or oh, that, or you know what I mean, like, just, you know, just let me know somehow, like, oh yeah, I don't want no questions, or I don't want that question, or something like that. But he wasn't like, he was a little whisper, and it was a little bit of moaning, but it wasn't, I couldn't really hear him like that. Now, if I could hear him, and he was very audible, and he was communicative, and he was, verbal and telling me what was going on, he said he was about to come, and then he was still moaning the same, so it didn't sound like he had came. So when I came, I was like, oh, did he come? Or he said he did. So I don't know. So I was just kind of questioning. So I think that was probably why they have a powerful orgasm. Because usually on the phone, when you hear another guy come, you know he came. Okay. So, yeah, I'm not going to. I was about to do an impersonation. But you know how guys, well, you know, when they're verbal, you know how they come. So, or, you know, there's different variations. But if a guy's verbal and he has orgasm, you definitely know when. Because that feeling is amazing. You just something you can't. And I don't know how guys come quietly. Yeah. Well, I guess I do. I guess I just thought about that. But that's only when I'm alone. Now, when I'm with somebody else and I'm coming, yeah, I definitely don't come. I have before. But, like, typically, like, no, I don't come quietly. You know what I mean? So, and for me, I think the best sex is verbal sex. Whether you have an intercourse or not. And I'm not even talking about intercourse, but I'm just saying, period. Oh, and I just had an epiphany. Should I make this a whole episode? Yeah, I will. I know y'all probably like, oh, what is he talking about? I'm gonna make, because it's a whole topic that I want to talk about, and it deserves its own episode. So, I'm gonna talk about that. Or did I already talk about that? I have no clue. While I am talking, I am going to do some research and make sure, go on my notes. Thank God for notes, because, okay, yeah. This is another episode down the line. Not in this season, but just down the line in general. So I'm not going to talk about that, but I'm making a note, because it's very important that I discuss this too, because it's something that is new, but it's a new term, but I've always identified with this. I didn't know what it was, but now I have a word for it, a name for it. So, yeah, I'm going to make sure that I talk about that in the future. But yeah, it definitely needs to be talked about because, you know, it's kind of similar to, like, because I just saw somewhere that the LGBTQ plus QIA2 something. And I'm not even making fun, but I saw that they extended the acronyms. So there's more acronyms to the queer community for the LGBTQ plus community. So I'm like, so it's like that, basically. This, what I'm talking about, this term, it's a new term for the queer community, and I want to get into it. It's not part of the acronym for the LGBTQ plus. But yeah, it's going to take me a minute to get, because I was good, because I thought I was cool. I thought I was really, you know, new and up to date, and I felt really good when I was saying it. I thought the acronym was just the LGBTQIA+, but now it's the LGBTQIA. There's a two somewhere in there, and then there's another letter or two, and then there's the plus sign. So, yeah, there's that. But I understand trying to be inclusive, and there are new terms and things like that, so you want to include everybody. But I kind of thought that's what the plus was for. I don't make the rules, and I'm not judging, but I'm just, you know, I'm being honest. I know I'm not the only person that judged it, or not judged it, but thought it. But yes, make sure you come back next Friday. Make sure you listen to Struggle Secrets every Friday at 12 11 Central. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Struggle Secrets, and make sure you stay safe and stroke often.